here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of August, 2010. 1920, on this day, the 19th Amendment was formally incorporated into the U.S. Constitution, which said the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. It was the culmination of more than 70 years of struggle by the women's suffrage movement, and in the end it was a very quiet ceremony at the home of Secretary of State Bainbridge Colby. 8 o'clock in the morning, he simply signed the proclamation. There were no photographers there. There was no ceremony. None of the leaders of the women's suffrage movement were around to see him do it. He just finished his cup of coffee, signed the document with a regular steel pen, and then he said, "I turn to the women of America and say, you may now fire when you are ready. You have been enfranchised." It's the birthday of the memoirist and art collector Peggy Guggenheim, born New York City, 1898. Her father died on the Titanic. She was 14 and inherited nearly $500,000. Went to Europe, lived like a bohemian, had an affair with the writer Samuel Beckett and other writers and artists. With World War II, she came back to New York, opened a gallery called Art of This Century. It was on West 57th Street. And wrote about her affairs with the rich and the famous and the artistic in her memoir, Out of This Century. It's the birthday of the crossword puzzle editor of the New York Times, Will Shortz, born in Crawfordsville, Indiana, 1952. Sold his first puzzle to a magazine when he was just 14. In his 16 years of editing the Times puzzle page, he introduced a number of changes. The puzzles now have bylines. There are more references to pop culture, and he's made the Monday puzzle slightly easier and the Friday and Saturday puzzles even harder than they used to be. His all-time favorite crossword clue is, quote, "It might turn into a different story." The answer is spiral staircase. Here's a poem for today by Ellie Schoenfeld entitled "I Ride Greyhound." Because it's like being in a John Steinbeck novel. Next best thing is the laundromat. That's where all people who would be on the bus if they had the money hang out. This is my crowd. Tonight, they're cleaning people, appalled at the stupidity of anyone who would put powder detergent into the clearly marked liquid-only slot. The couple by the vending machine are fondling each other. You'd think the orange walls and fluorescent lights would dampen that energy, but it doesn't seem to. It's a single scene here on Saturday nights. I confide to the fellow next to me that I suspect I am being taken in by the triple loader. Maybe it doesn't hold any more than the regular machines, but I'm paying an extra 50 cents. I tell him this meaningfully, holding handfuls of underwear. He claims the triple loader gives a better wash. I don't ask why. Just cruise over to the pop machine, aware that my selection may provide a subtle clue. I choose Wild Berry. Head back to my clothes. A poem by Ellie Schoenfeld, I Ride Greyhound, from Screaming Red Gladiolus, published by Poetry Harbor and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.